The Trump kids are haters, and Eric Trump is the least attractive of all of Trump's kids. Like, he has a very odd-looking face. And I know that doesn't have anything to do with the story, but I just wanted to mention it. So Eric was in Scotland, if I'm not mistaken, and reporters approached him. And he gave his 2 cents on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Eric said, "You can happily have those two." And he was talking about Meghan and Harry. "We might not want them anymore. It feels like they're on an island of their own. You can always have bad actors and everything. You can have spoiled apples in every orchard." End quote. Eric said that Donald Trump loves the UK and that the royal family should be protected. He said, "My mom," referring to Ivana Trump, "knew so many of them for years and had a great relationship with Diana. It's a sacred institution." He also said that it's a sacred institution. The institution of the royal family is beautiful and is admired by many Americans. That should be protected. End quote. So Donald Trump has previously suggested that he would deport Prince Harry if he's reelected in November, and he has mentioned that Harry's possible deportation, and he's mentioned it multiple times this year alone. Trump believes that King Charles's son potentially lied on his visa application about past drug use. For those who did not read Harry's memoir, Spare, including myself, Prince Harry was very forthcoming about his prior hard parting ways, and he admitted to trying cocaine, weed, and psychedelic mushrooms, which I'm sorry is very funny to me because I'm sorry, those are the basics. Coke, weed, and mushrooms are the basics, in my opinion. And so apparently or allegedly that would have made him ineligible for a visa if he were honest about his drug use. Okay, so here we go. Why does Donald Trump hate Prince Harry and Meghan Markle? Is it because Meghan Markle is a gorgeous biracial woman who he has a problem with, right? Like he's like pick a race. He believes like Kamala Harris needs to pick a race. And is he pissed that Meghan Markle is better looking than all his kids combined? Does he hate that Prince Harry is friends with Tyler Perry, Oprah, and thinks that that Donald Trump is a joke, just like everyone else, except for MAGA? Why does he hate that they're an interracial couple? Like, why does he want Harry deported? And he wants him deported to the UK, all the while knowing people in the UK have issues with Meghan. Like, this is so cruel and so nasty. And then, of course, Eric Trump supports or backs his dad because Donald Trump, I think, has made it very clear to his kids, probably before they even understood language, that if they ever stepped out of line, they ain't getting no money. Like, the way how his kids have avoided being headline news for anything negative is all, I think, the result of Donald telling them, "If you embarrass me, we're done." Now, Donald Trump Jr., he was sleeping with Aubrey O'Day, and Donald Trump didn't like it and told him to shut it down and all that. But I think it's Donald Trump Jr. Let me see. But anyways, like outside of Donald Trump's son being a whore, yes, Donald Trump Jr. Ugh, poor baby. Being named Donald Trump Jr. Outside of Donald Trump Jr. being a whore and sleeping with Aubrey O'Day when he was married, allegedly, Like the Trump kids have definitely kept out of trouble as far as like head as far as anything we know of. So I think Donald Trump has done a really good job at raising children who keep themselves in line for whatever reason. That being said, like his kids, it's just an echo chamber with Donald Trump's kids. Like they just like support him. Whatever he says, they're gonna go to the media and say that they agree with it. But it's like, what? Like, okay, so you don't like someone, so you want them deported? I don't know. Let me see. Let me Google. Let me do my Googles while I'm, hold on. I want to know, like, why does Donald Trump hate him so much? And I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that Prince Harry said shit. I'm not seeing that Prince Harry said shit about Donald Trump. So why the fuck is he so concerned with. Why the fuck is he so concerned with Donald Trump wanting him deported? I mean, I know Donald Trump is a hater, but I'm just trying to see, like, what direct correlation, like, what did Prince Harry do to make him so pissed? Other than marry a biracial woman and speak out against. Okay, so I'm not finding anything. So I just Googled, I'm not finding that Prince Harry said anything directly disparaging or negative about Donald Trump. So whatever. Anyway, the way, like, I don't know, y'all. Like, let me say this, and I want to do a JD Vance, a separate JD Vance episode. But politics is also, I'll leave it at this. Politics is very exciting right now, and it would not be anyhow, Biden did not drop out, politics would not be exciting. It is very, very exciting right now. As far as Eric Trump saying that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, or that they're spoiled apples in every orchard, and that, whatever, they're an island of their own. I think that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle didn't have like any type of strategy when it came to everything. They got married, moved, or Meghan moved back here. They put out that Netflix documentary. Like, I don't think that. I believe that they thought that everybody was gonna side with them. I believe that they thought that everybody was gonna say, oh, the royal family was racist towards you, and they didn't care about your suicidal ideations. And I think they really expected the world to turn against the royal family. And that didn't happen. The royal family is definitely a very protected institution and a sacred institution. I don't live in the UK. I'm not from there. I'm not somebody who should be speaking on it with any type of authority. I just think that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle thought that the public, at least in the States, would be on their side. And that's debatable. I do find them to be extremely polarizing and unlikable. So, I just I wish that it worked out for Meghan in the UK. It's such a squandered opportunity to have a diverse royal family and change the opinion of the royal family to many around the world, but I do think that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are a joke. I really do. I don't think they had a strategy. I don't think anything's working out for them. I don't think Hollywood cares to bring Meghan back. I don't know what the fuck Prince Harry plans on doing other than living off of his wealth. I think his book Spare was weird. He didn't keep shit to himself. He exposed way too much. All of they're weird to me, like, because I just think that I agree. You know, Eric is spot on when he said it feels like they're on an island of their own. It's true. I think that they've just segregated themselves from everyone just by the things that they've said publicly, how much they keep a low profile. Like, it, their life is, I don't know. I assume they're happy, but they're... It's hard for me to have a hard line on this because I personally don't think they need to be in the States either. Like, they want to move anywhere else, like, goodbye. I don't think that they're great. I think that they're great people. I think that they're very, very self-important and self-involved and exhausting. So, I don't know. I just think it's... I want to know why Donald Trump wants Prince Harry deported, though. That's what I want to know. Because I didn't find anything. Granted, it was one quick Google search. I didn't find anything online that said that Prince Harry talks shit about Donald Trump. And maybe he did in the documentary and the Netflix documentary and I forgot it. So I would like to understand why Donald Trump wants him deported. Because I just think it's bigotry. I think bigotry might be a big part of the reason why Donald Trump wants him deported. But anyways, y'all, let me go. That's the end of this episode. I'm trying to catch up, obviously. There's not much stories going on at all. This is a very slow news week.